www.mtorsports.org.
What's on your mind Friday edition with Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. That oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Happy Friday, Steve Bakken. How are you?
It's Friday, and I've got a big smile on my face. I'm happy. It's Friday. I got a big plans this weekend. Lots to do. Maybe a little fishing. Maybe a little golfing. Just something. It's Friday, right?
It is Friday.
Running around all over the place. We're going to be running around next week, actually, as next Tuesday. We're going to be out in the oil patch. Now that you mentioned the oil patch.
Exactly right. NESA Consulting Services has their open house, and Kathy NESA wanted to make sure we let everybody know you're welcome. Tuesday between 2 and 6, Governor Dalrymple will be there. Mikey Hovind will be there, and Energy Matters will be there. And so it'll be lots of fun in the afternoon. 2 until 6 on Tuesday at NESA Consulting Services, their brand-new, beautiful headquarters, Kathy's Dream in Tioga, North Dakota. It's really neat. I hope folks get a chance to be there. Friday, live from Host Fest. You're going to abandon us and go to Las Vegas, but I can't miss it.
Yeah, I know. I got to go do some work. Actually, I'm going to Las Vegas for work.
You are.
That just doesn't sound right, does it?
It's Friday, which normally brings our normal or nuts survey. And defer on this program regularly to the great audience of the Northern Plains, listening on 550 K-Fire and AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, and KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, and KTGO in Tioga. So, I don't know if it's normal or nuts to have a little diversion on Friday to some topics that might be a little lighter. And actually, I couldn't even wait. I sort of started yesterday and threw out a topic that's kind of lit a match. No pun intended.
But I'm with you on this one, though. I am 100% with you on this one. It's always been one of my pet peeves also.
Here's the dilemma I have. I mean, are we nuts to be talking about pet peeves today or normal or not surveys when we're in the middle of this showdown over whether or not the government is going to be funded or not, whether or not, Obamacare is going to be delayed for a year as part of the effort to keep the government running. I mean, we've got a major, major battle going on, a showdown going on in Congress right now, and the rhetoric is really heating up. So let me start with a serious question about normal or nuts, and then we'll go back to yesterday's pet peeve. Dan Pfeiffer is the senior advisor to President Obama at the White House. He was on CNN with Jake Tapper, talking about this effort to negotiate differences between what Republicans in the House want and what the Senate Democrats want and the president wants. Listen to how he describes the political opponent of the White House, in this case, the House Republicans, in this interview with Jake.
With the House Republicans are not asking for negotiation. It's a negotiation if I'm trying to sell you my house and we are debating the price of it. It is not a negotiation if I show up at your house and say, give me everything inside or I'm going to burn it down.
Okay, that's rather extreme. So now he's saying this is how these folks negotiate. Give me everything in your house or I'm going to burn it down. But it gets worse. Listen.
The Republicans have provided a laundry list of essentially ransom demands of things that were essentially the Romney agenda that was rejected by voters. What we're not for is negotiating with people who have a bomb strapped to their chest. We're not going to do that. So if they want to have a discussion about how we reduce our deficits, how we help the middle class, how we give them a better bargain, lift the debt ceiling, take the full faith and credit of the United States off the table, and let's have a discussion.
Did you hear that?
Did you hear what he said? Shattering. A bomb strapped to their chest.
We're not going to negotiate with people that have a bomb strapped to their chest. Now, mind you, this is a administration and a president who this week was at the United Nations saying, "Please, Iran, let's have a handshake so we can do a little photo op." And he literally was begging the president of the UN to have a photo op with him and a handshake. Okay, wants to negotiate with the with Russia and figure out Syria, and then political opponents are referred to as people who want to burn down your house, making ransom, and have a bomb strapped to their chest. So here's my normal or nuts question on this debate that's going on right now. If this guy has his job on Monday after that kind of rhetoric, is that normal or is that nuts? That to me is about as over the top as you can get.
Yeah, and that goes back to, and I don't care which party it is, I don't care which side it is, whether it's the Democratic side or the Republican side, but that goes to some of the speak that you just can't, there's no compromise in Washington. You can't sit down at the table and go, and this is going back to the old school way of politics, back in the Reagan years when Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan would sit down and they'd get stuff done. Nothing gets done in Washington anymore because both sides have got their undies in such a bunch and backed up against the wall and pointing fingers. And he said, she said, I blame both sides on this, Scott. But both sides are guilty of doing this to certain degrees.
Well, it's a mess. It's a disgrace. And it's one of the reasons I think some form of a wake-up call, whether that is brinksmanship over the debt ceiling to say no. You want the government to continue to go on. You don't want to shut down. Fine. Delay Obamacare for a year so we can sort out this mess. You know, there needs to be a wake-up call of some kind because, you know, we're going along to get along here, and it's not working.
You just brought up a great point, Scott. Scott, you just hit the nail on the head. There's a great compromise. Let's push this off, the Obamacare issue. Let's push this off for a year. Delay it for a year so we can figure it out. Nobody knows how to figure this out right now. Nobody knows how to deal with what's about to happen on the Obamacare front. And you know what? In that course of a year, maybe you can figure it out to the point that this isn't going to work. Or there's a few pieces in here that are good for the American people, and those can work. But right now, oh, no, we're going to go full bore with this. Well, how are you going full bore with this when there's exemptions across the board for so many different factors, and you've got labor unions that are, oh, well, we're not going to be part of this. Okay, you're exempt. We've got government agencies. Oh, well, okay, you're exempt. You don't like it either. The American people, well, what if I don't like it? Well, you're not exempt. That would be a great compromise. Can they get something done? No, they can't.
Well, that was proposed yesterday by John Boehner. Said he would agree to the increase in the nation's debt limit ceiling before the federal government hits its credit limit on October 17th, but only if Democrats agree to delay implementation of Obamacare for 1 year. So it is sort of the plan B to what was plan A, the showdown in the Senate that looks to be defanged by Harry Reid. We'll know more later as those votes happen today. Anyway, that's the serious topic. What's the not-so-serious topic?
You know, I want to go back to that cigarette butts yesterday that you brought up, actually, and then it kind of took off on our Facebook page. And if you want to go to our Facebook page or our Twitter page, you can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's also a good way to email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can call us, of course, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, weigh in on any of our topics. But cigarette butts, and I would be a horrible, horrible, horrible police officer. And we had Dan weigh in yesterday, who was a former cop from California. There's actually a law in the books specifically for cigarette butts that are being thrown out windows, whether they're lit or not lit. There's always been a law in the books everywhere. It's called littering. It's just littering. Littering tickets are big. They're like a $750 to $850 ticket last time I checked. That covers it. You know, if you see somebody throw a cigarette butt out the window, to me that's littering. I would be that cop. And growing up around Grand Forks, there was one cop, we called him Officer One Eye. He was the guy that always pulled you over and you got a fix-it ticket, no matter what. If you had a headlight out, he pulled you over. He'd find you. He'd track you down and find you. I'd be the guy with cigarette butts.
All right, so Steve and I have a big pet peeve about cigarette butts going out the window and want more to be done about it. Makes us sick. Are we normal or are we nuts? You let us know. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. Your choice, the serious, the not-so-serious. The floor is yours. Mike in Mandan, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Mike.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Mike.
This fellow here you were talking about earlier, I don't know, I can't catch his name, but I will be surprised if he has his job by next week, so, you know. As far as Obamacare goes, it has to be repealed. I just cannot see what the problem is here. You know, even in Harry Reid's district, home district at Searchlight, Nevada, 52% of the people oppose it there. You know, and he's acting like he's just so arrogant and condescending. You know, he just thinks that he knows what's best for everybody. This mentality, you know, I just can't see it. What we got to do? We just got to grab a baseball bat and start thumping these guys over the head and say, hey, wake up. You know, nobody wants this. You know, very few anyway.
Who can afford it?
Escapes me. Yeah, and that too. And our own senator, I still haven't found out how Hogan feels on it yet. I know he's against Obamacare, but is he going to vote no on cloture now today? Or is it going to, you know, is he going to vote yes on it so Harry Reid could pull that amendment out to defund Obamacare and then, you know, then bring it up again and then vote no against it, come home and tell us that he voted no? I mean, he's got to vote yes today on, I mean, no today on cloture, you know, to keep the debate going. If he doesn't, you know, we got Obamacare, you know. I just can't see it. I'm having a problem with it, put it that way. So many people against it, but yet it's still a big discussion. It should be thrown out as it is and done away with. And start over, you know.
Mike, thanks for the call. By the way, the guy's name is Dan Pfeiffer, the White House senior advisor that made the comment that the White House will not be negotiating with people with a bomb strapped to their chest.
I will predict he will have a job next week.
I think he will, too, which will speak volumes as to the fact that he speaks for the president. 800-228-0550, your take on these topics when we continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Your mind powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Head and 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Normal or nuts? Would you like to weigh in? Cigarette butts being tossed out a window? Is it normal that Scott and I really find that offensive? I have a problem with that. So does Scott. Is that normal or nuts? Or what about the debt ceiling? And what was the guy's name? Dan Pfeiffer.
Maybe people just take this as par for the course out of Washington, D.C. and don't see it as any big deal. But
that's
to me,
sad though, Scott. Scott, that's so sad.
I agree, but I'm appalled at this. I'm appalled that a political opponent is referred to somebody that is, has a bomb strapped to their chest. We're not going to negotiate with people with a bomb strapped to their chest. Whoa, who says this and at the same time wants to sit down and play kissy face with Iran? To be willing and open to negotiate with, brutal tyrants and then not want to, sit across the table or characterize your political opponent as people with a bomb strapped to their chest seems to me to be ridiculously over the top.
Does it go to a bigger problem, though? And this is where my mind goes with this. To me, that goes to a bigger problem. We've gotten so numb to the political system here in the United States that I think people just don't care. Or they put up blinders to this. There's no involvement in the process anymore because people feel like they're excluded from the process.
That's why I think when folks like Ted Cruz and others go against the grain and don't just go along to get along, It's applauded by a lot of folks in our audience that appreciate it and say, good, thank you. And quite honestly, why I think whether it's a government shutdown or whether it is a knockdown drag out over, wait a minute, we're not going to just continue to keep raising the debt ceiling. Don't default, pay the essentials. I mean, there's another way to do it. We need a wake-up call for folks to get there. We also need a little levity, which is why we asked whether, like us, we have this extraordinary pet peeve over people who throw cigarette butts out the window of their cars. Actually, somebody defended this behavior, blamed it on the auto company, saying they took the ashtrays out, so it's their fault. Make your own ashtray, right? Use a cup. Gretchen says it's annoying, but no more laws. We have laws against littering, and how's that work out for us? People have to learn to have respect for others before behavior like that will change. This isn't going to come anywhere but from home and church. Rick in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good morning, Rick.
Good. This whole Obamacare thing just really gets me because our two self-esteem senators that we used to have both voted for it. And if one of them wouldn't have, we wouldn't have this problem. So, and now what do? We elect Ms. Heitkamp, and what do we expect?
They voted for it on the way out. I mean,
we're
out of here. Okay, let's take one for the team, and then we're out the door.
I'd like to get a hold of them and see what they think about it now.
I wonder if their mind has changed on that. That's a good question.
The government making you buy something is just disgusting.
Well, and on your point, Rick, about Senator Heitkamp, North Dakota has one of the highest disapproval ratings of Obamacare in the whole country. Right.
Well,
a caller earlier mentioned that it's not 54% of Harry Reid's constituents in Nevada don't want it, but we're a lot higher than that. Never has been a positive poll rating for Obamacare in North Dakota. Yet she continues to be a cheerleader for it.
The whole gay marriage thing too. She's again. She wants to vote the way North Dakota wants her to vote, but then she gets in there and she sure talks one way and then listens to Harry Reid on the other ear.
But I have a sense that we're more sort of defeatist about that. Throw up our hands and say, what do you expect?
Well,
and then direct it. Senator Hoeven, who's with us on 80% of the issues, on 20% on how to accomplish them. It seems to me that if North Dakotans face-to-face and or by phone or email or whatever let Heidi Heitkamp know how they feel about these issues, that she might be persuaded to sway one way or the other.
I'm starting to be a conspiracy theorist here because I'm really starting to think that there ain't no difference between the two of them. There's something else that's starting to run this government. So I hate to feel like a loony bin, but that's the way I'm starting to feel.
Rick, thanks for the call. John in Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. I got a mascot for the federal government. In the 50s, there's a cartoon character. His name was Wimpy. And he always walked around saying to people, I'd be happy to pay you on Monday for a hamburger today.
Tuesday, actually. It was Tuesday. I remember.
Or Tuesday.
Wimpy.
Okay. See you tomorrow night.
It was part of the Popeye cartoons.
Yes. Oh, and that brings up the tattoo thing. Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe it. It would have been hard to watch Popeye without a tattoo. I don't know.
It's pretty sad we have to look forward to Popeye to try to get a little bit of a tell on what's going on in this country. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Bob and Dickinson. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, the guy that mentioned the bomb stuff to his chest, I think he's going to get promoted.
He probably will.
He's going to get promoted.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But another thing about Obamacare, you know, I think to get it to go through, he had to give the state of Kansas $500 million in vouchers and the state of Georgia $500 million in vouchers. And isn't that graft?
Isn't it what, Bob? I didn't hear you.
Isn't that graft? You know, you used to go to prison for doing stuff like that.
Yeah,
I mean, just a common way to do business.
A bribe.
And I just, if Heidi Heitkamp wants to be re-elected for life, I think all she has to do is go against the ball.
Yeah. Well,
and she'll have a job for as long as she wants it.
Well, the two areas that she needs to stand up for North Dakota and for North Dakota citizens is on the Obamacare issue and on the gun rights, the Second Amendment issues. If she does that, she's golden. I think she's fine. That, and of course, I'm pretty safe. It's a pretty safe bet that she's going to stand up for energy and for agriculture in North Dakota. But those are the two issues that she needs to stand up and represent what the feelings of North Dakota are.
But she's not passing the test on Obamacare yet, Bob, for sure. Appreciate the call, though. Rodney is somewhere along Highway 200. Where on Highway 200 are you, Rodney?
Oh, I'm east of Carrington.
East of Carrington. All right. Heck of a deal.
I was just wondering, if it's true or not, but, you know, there's like, they said one in Bismarck and also Coventry Healthcare. They had to partner up with larger companies like Aetna and Sanford Health because they're like, they weren't big enough or they weren't small enough to comply with the standards of Obamacare. I was wondering if anybody could see it or, you know, if that's true or not, or is that why they partnered up with a bigger company?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Scott, do you have the answer on that one?
You're asking, Rodney, is that why, you know, there have been some mergers and acquisitions,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, because, you know, one side's always worried about big corporations and all that stuff. Now, you know, because of this Affordable Care Act, now we got these big conglomerates on the insurance side, or the insurance handling side or whatever, and in the medical side. You know, you got Stafford Health. Now that's going to be a big hospital, you know, a regional type hospital.
I mean, I think Sanford's growing regardless of what the government's doing, but it's probably need to be bigger to survive this onslaught that's coming.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. On this Friday, the oil industry is generating thousands and thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of North Dakota's growth. To find out more, check out their website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Steve Bockett, I'm Scott Hannon. Here's the number. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Normal or nuts Friday, you get to answer the question. Is it normal or nuts for people to throw cigarette butts out the window of their vehicle? And are we normal or nuts to have it be a top pet peeve that's just driving us to distraction today? Is it normal or nuts for Burger King to introduce some low-fat French fries? What the... Low-fat French fries? Isn't that an oxymoron? Have you tried these yet?
I have not. You don't really order French fries for the health purposes, do you?
Here's a good one.
The taste.
Portland, Maine has a new ban on panhandling and traffic, much like Bismarck and Fargo have done recently, specific to the medians. Say, hey, if you're out there panhandling, you can't do it in a median because it's not safe. A lawsuit is challenging the Portland, Maine ban on panhandling, saying, hey, that's limiting free speech. Can't tell them they can't ask for money and where they can ask for money. You got to be kidding me. Mike says, very normal on your pet peeve. I went camping with my kids. There were butts all around the campsite. How infuriating. They even had a fire pit right there to toss them into. Todd says, my wife, who is a smoker, and I see this all the time, find it deplorable. Having lived in wildfire country, we've seen some of the destructive results of these idiots. Darren says, I love it when they empty out their car's ashtray in a parking lot. Robert says, not the best practice, but please, no more laws. We live in a police state already. Colleen says, At work, I park next to someone who sits in the vehicle at lunchtime, smokes one after another. For the longest time, the entire area around his truck was strewn with hundreds of butts. Very unsightly. Just plain yucky. Someone, not me, must have notified the powers that be because he no longer throws them out. Took a few years, though. You'd think he would have thought, man, I'm making a big mess here. But I highly doubt it. My all-time pet peeve is when they flick the lit ones out the window. Got to be kidding me. And Marie and Carrington, are we normal or nuts for being a little consumed with this topic today?
Well, I think it's a hazard as far as people throwing cigarette butts out on the highway with fires. And there's just too much of a risk for wildfires, and I think people should be responsible when they are smoking. And as far as emptying cigarette butts, you know, and parking lots or whatever, that should already be against the law. That should be a littering issue. I would not agree necessarily on a new law unless, but I do think that someone needs to be enforcing the littering laws that we have and pointing out to people that if they are throwing live cigarette butts out the window, that it is a hazard for fires.
Well, you're right, Maria, and more laws is never the answer. There are laws in the book. Enforce them. And you're right. They're littering laws, and they're a big fine.
And we should be doing that.
I agree. Thank you for the phone call, Marie.
How many tickets do you think are written for this offense? Because I see it so often, almost daily. And, you know, it's out there a lot. I'd love to know.
Just from a littering standpoint, look at all the garbage you see along the highway. You know, you see people throwing stuff out the window all the time. You know, maybe a little beyond that. Hey, there you go. A pinpoint enforcement for law enforcement. Cracking down on littering.
Here's an emailer that says, I'd rather have 100 cigarette butts on the ground than one Big Mac value meal bag and fries. I don't see those going out the window a lot, though. Who's next, Steve?
Sorry, empty. Let's go to Steve in Manitoba. Where in Manitoba are you, Steve?
I just want to tell you guys, I'm up in Brandon, Manitoba, listening to 1100 to Flag. Get that?
God bless you. Thanks for listening.
No, I want to make a quick comment about Obamacare. They want to raise the debt ceiling to pay for a law that between 50 and 80% of the public don't want, depending on which poll you look at. That I don't understand that. I just don't understand that.
So you think John Boehner's got it right to say, fine, you want the debt limit to go up, you want to continue to spend at this reckless level, we'll give you that, but at least delay it 1 year. At least, we're going to delay that 1 year in exchange for you getting what you want on the raising of the debt ceiling. Good idea?
I would at least delay it a year, if not longer. We got to pay for our bills first. We got to get our debt down before we can start paying for extras that the majority of the people don't really want anyhow.
Majority of the people can't really afford. That's part of the problem. You start tying the financials into this. I walked into the studio yesterday, and one of our part-timers, my producer for Energy Matters, he was asking me questions about Obamacare because he went to his insurance agent. Like, how do I pay for this? How do I have to have insurance now. Is it better for me to just pay the fine? He didn't have answers, and he had just talked with his insurance agent. You know, we don't know. That's part of the problem. Pushing it back a year, I think at least will give us an opportunity to dig into this a little bit more, and maybe the American people can figure out what the real cost to them is. And, you know, there's some pieces that I like, but in whole, Obamacare is not the answer. In mass, the way this sits right now, this is not good for the American people, American business, America in general.
Steve, thanks for the call. Glad you're listening in Brandon, Manitoba today. Dale in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just a little bit on the fries and the cigarette butts. I think you're on the money. I'm just not as peeved about it as you guys. my topic, though, I wanted to just have a little bit. I got a completely different take on Dorgan and Conrad leaving office. I don't feel like they were on their way out when they made that Obama vote. I feel like after they made that Obama vote, they were kicked out by the North Dakota people. And what I mean by that is I think they just got harassed so badly by the North Dakota people. They ended up just saying pooey on this, and they decided not to run again. That's my take on it.
I agree with your take, Dale. Okay. Byron Dorgan, said he retired. He saw the tea leaves on the. Don't forget the polling had John Hoeven, who hadn't even entered the race yet, way ahead of Byron Dorgan. So Byron Dorgan,
right,
because of Obamacare, because of his ties to the Obama administration, was set to lose the Senate race. That's just plain, simple, basic political common sense, and said, I'm out of here because I don't want to have my last political race be a loss. So,
exactly. And, you know, behind closed doors, a Sunday night, all the North Dakota people trying to reach him, scream at him to say, vote no on this. And they went and just pushed it and rammed it through anyway. And I think they caught heck for it after. I know they did for me.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jake. Appreciate the call there.
Thanks for your opinion.
Thank you for your opinion. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. They have opened the Senate for the morning. And Rear Admiral Barry Black, who is the Senate chaplain, he's retired from the military now, and he's the Senate chaplain. Listen how he opened up the session today in the United States Senate.
Done so much for us in the United States.
Senators today.
They deserve. And almost 3 million viewers as well, right?
Yeah. We got too many things going on there. I'll play in a second here. Let's take another call. John in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
I just think it's really sad that that the Republicans keep going after each other. McCain and ISA and Peter King the other day coming out and saying basically that Mr. Cruz was a domestic terrorist. I mean, it's beyond belief that they're that stupid that they go after each other and after each other. And the Democrats, they're twice as smart as us. Even when an egregious thing's happened, like the San Diego mayor, you know, with all these women and all the other things happening, they still don't attack each other. And we're hurting ourselves for it. And Mr. Cruz is a hero and a patriot. The rest of these guys, they've lost their way, if they ever did have a way.
And by the way, I agree with you. And I think that today will be telling to say, okay, you know, look, are you guys going to come together here on how to best approach this, you know, continuing resolution and the cloture votes and everything else? It'll be very telling to see what happens, because right now they're hurting each other. They're not helping each other.
One other thing is people got to make the calls. We still can make the difference. I call every day. I call Boehner, McCain, or Mitch McConnell, and Hoeven, and Heitkamp. And I mean, maybe we can persuade Heidi. If she doesn't vote right, we do have to get rid of her. And I don't even, John isn't doing the right thing either. He should have been filibustering on the floor, because that's what North Dakota wants.
John, thanks for the phone call. Scooby weighs in on Twitter. He says Obamacare is like a hot pocket, just has to be passed to see what's in it. Just crap. So, I like hot pockets, actually. In a pinch, they're not bad, but thanks for weighing in. You can go to our Facebook or our Twitter by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. Of course, you can email us at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or give us a call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Tim, what's on your mind today from South Dakota? Where in South Dakota are you, Tim?
I'm in Roscoe.
All righty.
Hey, you know, I'm against that litter bug stuff, too. I think that's a just a big kick in everybody's face. That and speeding. If I was a cop, I'd pick you up if you were 1 mile over. It says exact speed limit. Why wouldn't you obey it? I mean, it's the simplest thing in the world to do. Just like obviously taking the garbage and throwing it out. Even if you blew a cup's come blowing out of your pickup box, I'd be on you just like that. That's all I got to say.
Well, and then with the fire danger on top of it, a friend of mine texted me. He drives a fuel tanker. He says he sees a lot of lit cigarettes coming out of windows and underneath his fuel tanker. I mean, how dangerous is that? Plus, you throw the fire danger on most of the summer here in North Dakota, South Dakota, eastern Montana. It's not a smart thing to do, especially if it's a lit cigarette or any
thanks,
cigarette
Tim.
For that matter. So thanks, Tim.
Great to hear from you. Gordon in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, well, I don't see anything less from a smoker. They don't believe in the sanctity of their own body anyway, if they're smoking in the first place, so they don't care if they throw something out the window. But I think if somebody throws a lit cigarette out the window, it should be arson, not littering.
Well, if it starts a fire, then it is.
But the potential to start a fire is there. So, you know, they should get charged with attempted arson, put it that way, because they throw it out the window. It's a potential for a fire no matter what. So, but I just think, you know, they don't care enough about their own bodies to take care of that anyway, so I don't see it changing a whole lot. But
fighting words. Yeah. Fighting Absolutely. Words from Gordon in Fargo for smokers and wants tougher laws. Appreciate the call, Gordon. Thank you very much.
You can weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We've got Mark Caron all weighing in. What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Henn, powered by SchwannCadillac.com.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Longevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the longevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, longevity link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, powered by Schwann Cadillac with Steve Buck, and I'm Scott Hennen. Looking at a cool rainy day for much of the region, 56 and overcast in Fargo at this hour. Minot is 47 and overcast. Bismarck, overcast and 50 degrees in the oil patch. We're looking at 46 at Tioga. Right there in Stanley, North Dakota, that Hurricane Truck Wash. It's 46 degrees. By the way, lunch is free on Steve and I today. If you go in there and say, I want a truck wash and I want a free barbecue lunch, they'll get you free access to the VIP lounge, the showers, the big screen TV, a free engine wash, and a free lunch. Hurricane Truck Wash, just south of the Senex in Stanley. Just tell them you heard it on the radio. It's the newest, greatest thing, and they have that special Bakken formula so they can get rid of that Bakken mud. I promised Steve I was going to play this clip of the Senate chaplain who opened the Senate today. All this turmoil going on, and listen closely to what the chaplain is saying to, I think, school the senators here a little bit. Listen and see what you think.
Holy God, you created us for freedom. So keep us from shackling ourselves with the chains of dysfunction. Use our senators today to serve your purposes for this generation, making them ever mindful of their accountability to you. Lord, deliver us from governing by crisis, empowering us to be responsible stewards of your bounty.
Sounds like he's giving them
a little bit of a
wake-up call there.
There's a shot across the bow if I ever heard one.
Dysfunction, governing by crisis. So let's hope it's heard today.
Well, we got full phones up at the top of the hour. Let's get back to the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Becky in our villa.
Hi. I was listening about the cigarettes and smoking, and I am a smoker, and I just believe respect is the major of it. Use an ashtray, dump it in a trash can, don't leave it all over. But what makes me more angry than anything is people using our highways and roadways as garbage pits. I go outside to my mailbox and I find empty beer cases and beer cans and dirty tampers and just garbage all up and down our road that people just throw out their windows because they're too lazy to find a trash can.
Who does that? And what are you thinking when you do it? I share your disdain for it, Becky. Appreciate you calling. See if others agree. Sally, Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, thanks for taking the call, Scott. I think that people, leaving aside the issue of littering for the moment, we've got Armageddon looking right down our throats with this Obamacare. It's going to be a career destroyer for a lot of individuals. It's going to destroy our economy. And nobody even doubts that. There are only two ways that a senator can vote, either with Harry Reid or with Ted Cruz. Those are the only two pathways. And I would advocate that regardless of the R or the D after the name, we use that as our determining factor in the next election of either of these two senators. Are they supporting Ted Cruz? If so, we vote yes for them. We return them to office. I don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans. If they vote with Harry Reid on this, we vote for whoever runs against them, regardless of what letter is after their name. And we don't go to third parties. We stay with the two-party system. But we make that two-party system work by flushing these guys out, cleaning up, purging the two parties, and making it clear which choice we're taking. This business of mugwumps running for U.S. Senate from North Dakota is disgusting, and it's disrespectful of the people of the state. And
Sally,
vote against anybody that votes with Harry Reid on this.
Sally, is it time for term limits?
No, I don't think that's the answer. It's not how long someone's there. Someone who's there that's responsible and good, as long as the voters agree with them, should be able to keep running. We've got term limits. Every 6 years we can throw these guys out. But we don't exercise it because we go by the letter after the name. We need to look at the votes that go with that name, not the letter that goes with it.
And Sally, appreciate the passion a great deal. Thanks for the call. Mark, on the road, has a report of a truck fire. Where are you at, Mark?
Actually, I'm having that, but you remember a couple weeks ago, semi that caught fire east of Moorhead on I-94?
I do, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a load of hay or a load of straw. And, I mean, those things don't just spontaneously burst into flames. And my guess is more likely that a truck driver threw a cigarette butt out and it caught his load on fire. I thought that was kind of poetic justice.
That thing burned all night. Yeah, it was quite a mess for folks to pick up. We have a email from a law enforcement officer saying, in regards to the cigarette butts, there are currently two laws on the books in North Dakota: littering, which requires a court appearance, and depositing rubbish on the roadway, a $20 citation. I pull every cigarette butt tosser over. in my experience, there's usually something else on, like a DUI or a suspended license. Anyway,
Thank you very much. That came to our
email at whatsonyourmindradio.com, which is studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Another hour, What's on Your Mind, Normal or Nuts Friday with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. Straight ahead, 800-228-0550. Karen, Brian, and Mark. Still waiting to go.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.